It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL Salt Lake City.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's warmed up to 34 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story is developing news. The Amber Alert out of West Jordan has been canceled. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell is live with details. Hugo?
We are still waiting for details from the police, but earlier this afternoon, an Amber Alert was issued after 7-year-old Amelia Arredondo went missing. The city of West Jordan just tweeted that Amelia has been found, and according to police, the suspect, Bernice Quintana, is also in custody. We'll update you on the details as soon as we know more. I'm Hugo Ricard-Bell, reporting live, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Hugo. The battle over school vouchers is heating up at the state capitol. We have a couple of reporters working on the story this afternoon. Let's begin our team coverage live with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. Amy?
To a large pro-family, pro-freedom petition.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have to get back in contact with Amy Kobabe in just a minute. Stay with us. Meantime, a recording is making the rounds online of a prominent lobbyist behind the push for the school choice bill. In this recording, she says she wants to, quote, destroy public education. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage.
Allison Sorensen is the executive director of the group promoting the voucher program. She was reportedly recorded at a public training for the Utah Fits All Scholarship.
I can't say this is a recall of public education, even though I want to destroy public education. I can't say that. The legislators can't say that because they'll be just reamed over the coals.
The bill's Senate sponsor, Kirk Cullimore, telling reporters that's not reflective of him or the legislature. One senator, Mike McKell, though, wants Sorensen to step down.
I think she should resign. If your stated purpose is to destroy the public education system, you should not have a seat at the table, period.
KSL was not able to reach Sorensen for comment. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Now more about school vouchers in the state capitol. Here's KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
The Senate Education Committee is now hearing public comments on this school voucher bill. Remember, it does two things. First, a $6,000 bonus to teachers. And second, it creates a scholarship for parents to get $8,000 to use for private school. The bill has already passed in the House with enough votes to make the measure referendum proof if the Senate also passes with a two-thirds majority.
That's Amy Kobabe reporting on KSL News Radio. We'll continue to follow the bill's progress today through that Senate committee. The Utah State Board of Education says they're opposed to the school voucher bill. Team coverage continues. Here's KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Board members who were opposed to HB 215 voiced concerns like using public tax dollars in private spaces, tying teacher raises to a voucher bill, and the board having little to no input on the bill so far. Some of those in favor argued that while there are some kinks to work out, the bill is trying to do new things and that it gives another option to students who may not do as well in public schools. 10 board members voted to oppose the bill as it's currently written. 5 voted not to.
At one point, the board considered staying neutral and discussing issues with the bill's sponsor privately, but they voted to oppose the measure. So if you're wondering how school voucher programs have played out in other states, Arizona began using something similar to the school scholarship program Utah's considering. Griselda Zatino from our sister station KTAR in Phoenix says the program hasn't pulled many students from the public education system.
The vast majority of these new applicants, or about 75% of them, don't have a history of attending a public school, meaning that most of these are already attending a private school or were being homeschooled. So it's not like many of the new students now eligible are leaving their public schools and benefiting from this new expanded program.
It's called the Empowerment Scholarship Account Program in Arizona, and it's being used by about 30,000 students. KSL News Time 304. An 11th person has died as a result of that weekend mass shooting in California. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the community of Monterey Park, California, mourning the 11 people killed by a gunman at a Lunar New Year's celebration. Now, among the victims was 65-year-old Maymay Nan, who loved dancing. Her niece, Fonda Kwan, tells ABC News her aunt would unwind every weekend at the dance studio.
She loved it so much that she goes every weekend, probably for the last 15 to 20 years now.
Three more victims remain hospitalized. Members from the NAACP and the Anti-Defamation League in Houston are denouncing a proposed bill that would ban citizens and entities from countries including China, North Korea, Iran, and Russia from purchasing land anywhere in Texas. They call the proposal racist and say it would severely restrict legal immigrants and business owners from buying their own homes and businesses. Congressman Al Green says the bill's introduction following this weekend's mass shooting in California could contribute to growing anti-Asian sentiments.
This is something that we should never forget, because the hate can come from any segment of society. We're here to stop hate.
GOP lawmakers claim the bill is to help address national security concerns and ensure that foreign governments don't hold any power within the state. And in breaking news at this hour, police say two students were killed today. A teacher was injured in a shooting at a Des Moines, Iowa school. Three suspects are now in custody, and police are calling a targeted incident. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Maria. Back to the grind. First look traffic. Len Thomas is here.
We're looking pretty good for the most part, but we do have a crash eastbound on the I-80 215 West Belt exit to Redwood Road. Right lane is closed there. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.